This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're kind of in a professional sports dead zone in this country right now. Nothing big going on. Olympics haven't quite started yet. So thank God there's fantasy sports, huh? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed legislation that'll let companies like FanDuel and DraftKings do their thing in the Empire State. Those companies are going to be taxed, too, with the state figuring it'll eventually raise $4 million a year for education. The key to all of this is that New York now recognizes daily fantasy sports as a game of skill rather than pure chance, a position that could have big implications nationwide for the future of this multi-billion dollar business. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on that one from New York.
Here's how daily fantasy works. You pick players from across a professional sports league, making a fantasy team. If your fantasy team does well, you can win prize money. Fantasy players are way more engaged than regular fans. They watch and spend more, says Nola Aga, sports management professor at University of San Francisco.
Now, instead of watching just the National League, if the Giants are my favorite team, now I'm watching the American League, now I'm watching my competitors, because I have a vested interest in how the players on those other teams are doing, even if I'm not necessarily a fan of those other teams.
Daily fantasy entry fees alone will be $4.2 billion this year, according to a forecast from research firm Eilers & Krejcik Gaming. New York is now saying that winning at daily fantasy requires skill, researching players, crunching data, and forecasting performance. Robert Williams is executive director of the New York State Gaming Commission.
It wasn't the same thing as putting a dollar in a slot machine and pulling a handle.
There are daily fantasy players in most states, but the law is often unclear as to whether it's a legal game. Daily fantasy companies hope other states will follow New York's lead, with a clear legal framework and emphasis on skill over pure luck. All the legal uncertainty has taken its toll.
There's just a big cloud over the entire fantasy industry.
Peter Schenke chairs the Fantasy Sports Trade Association.
It was really hard to get investment dollars for companies, payment processors were leaving our industry, and it just kind of impacted everyone. And with the New York law, that kind of hopefully turns the tide on that and makes it more smooth sailing for our industry.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.